Dans sa gloire dérisoire, mostra bien à ses bons yeux. Il contemple l'orage étrange à cette île.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he.
We're hearing one of the most enduring songs of the United States in the first years after World War II. Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, let's consider the music of the creator of the song, Eden Abe, an oddly compelling figure from the marginal spaces of post-war California, the high deserts, the canyons outside LA before it became fashionable to live in them, the hillside under that now long famous Hollywood sign. I'm Peter Monahan for the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. What was a nature boy, and what role did an odd proto-hippie movement play in the work of the singular Eden Abe, particularly on his obscure 1960 album, Eden's Island? Eden Abe was one of those recurrent strange spirits of outsized influence on American culture. Eden's Island expanded on the ethos expressed in the 1947 song, Nature Boy. The album influenced not just the emergence of hippiedom in the 1960s, flower power, hallucinogenics, paisley pants, but also musical genres like psychedelic folk and rock, and exotica, Arthur Lyman, Les Baxter, and their like. Eden's Island is, in many ways, a bizarre and at times plainly hammy album. It's a half-coherent expression of the nature boy way of life. Abe had come to that ethos well before Nat King Cole had chart-topping success with Nature Boy. It became a number one hit for 8 weeks in 1948. Abe spelled his name A-H-B-E-Z, all in lowercase, arguing that no human deserved capitalization, although he struck a rather Christ-like appearance himself with his full beard and flowing blonde hair. His white robes flowed too as he got about in sandals, extolling the benefits of yoga, organic food and meditation. Thank you. Who was this strange man? He was born in the New York City borough of Brooklyn in 1908 as Alexander Arbele. He grew up listening to Yiddish songs, in part because his parents became destitute from having so many children, so had to ship Arbe and his twin sister to institutions of the Hebrew Orphan Society. At age 9, Arbe was adopted by a family in Canute in rural Kansas. There Arbe became George McGrew. A woman named Myrtle Nelson taught him piano and orchestration. By the early 1940s, he had gone out west and was playing piano in a Los Angeles health food store, cafe. He had gravitated there as a follower of the German philosophy of the Naturmensch, or Lebensreform. That was a social movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries in Germany and elsewhere that promoted a back-to-nature lifestyle, health food, raw, organic, vegetarian, nudism and sexual liberation, alternative medicine. It shunned alcohol, tobacco, drugs and vaccines. You're listening to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society on Art Sound FM. I'm Peter Monahan. Today, the music of Eden Arbe, writer of Nature Boy. Thank you. Part of the ethos was, of course, poetry, much of it pretty bad poetry. Arbish certainly wallowed in that.
The world is far. The world is wide. A man needs someone. By his side, the world is deep, the world is high, and no one knows the reason why. Seasons come, and the seasons go. The summer fruit, and the winter snow. But here we are. Here we stay. Until the time to go away. To live in an old shack by the sea. And breathe the sweet salt air. To live with the dawn and the dusk, the new moon and the full moon, the tides, the wind, and the rain. To surf and comb the beach and gather seashells and driftwood and know the thrill of loneliness. And lose all sense of time and be free. To hike over the island to the village and visit the marketplace and enjoy the music and the food and the people and do a little trading and see the great ships come and go and man have me a ball. And in the evening, when the sky is on fire, heaven and earth become my great open cathedral, where all men are brothers, where all things are bound by law and crowned with love. Poor, alone, and happy, I walk by the surf and make a fire on the beach. Darkness covers the face of the deep. Lie down in the wild grass and dream the dream that the dream is real. I had a little boat. I called it life. Once I went out and never came back. All of a sudden, there was a big wind. And waves like mountains. Many things raced through my mind. And in the lonely chanting of the sea, I heard the echoes of eternity. And in the fantasy of cloud and sky, I saw the one who lives, while all things die. And I was swallowed by the sea, and lost in the deep, and washed up on the shore. When I awakened, the storm was over and the sea was calm. It was strange and wonderful, like seeing the world and seeing through the world. And when I told the people in the village that I went out and never came back, they all laughed and called me the wanderer. And I laughed with them. They didn't know. They were the wanderers. And so I found my way and found my home on Eden's Island, where the wind has been telling the truth forever and ever and ever.
The time has come for everyone to take his place beneath the sun. I feel the wind, I hear the dove, the time is now, the way is love. Overcomers of the world, overcomers of the world, love will make this world so beautiful. Overcomers of the world, overcomers of the world, overcomers of the world. Oh, this world will be so beautiful. Overcomers of the world.
sure, as Eden's Island shows, the Nature Boy ethos could have mixed results. Well, just as the Lebensreform movement had in Europe. There it gave rise to the youth movement Der Wandervogel, sort of a boy scout's gone a little rogue, innocent enough.
Hey, I'm a child of nature. I'm happy and healthy and free. Yes, I'm in love with nature, and she's in love with me. I mean it from this heart of mine. Nature can be so divine. I'm a child of nature. I'm happy and healthy and free. Hey, sunrise finds me high on a hill. Sunset, what a wonderful thrill. Moonlight, and I'm singing a song. Beside the wild, chanting sea, I'm an old beachcomber, yes siree. My friends, the wind and the trees teach me such sweet melodies. My one wish is for you to be free. Come and live the nature life with me.
He's a child of nature.
I'm happy and healthy and free.
He's in love with nature.
But one stream of Lebensreform fueled Nazi ideology relating to racially defined blood and homeland soil.
Wild boy! Big heat! Knows how to ride, knows how to roll, knows how to play, knows how to snow. Lives in a tree, dig banana cake. Wild and free, comes on like an earthquake. Wild boy!
The outcomes in the US were more benign and florid. The Nature Boys popped up, for example, in the 1967 San Francisco outburst of hippiedom that was the Summer of Love, quite a few of whose principal figures soon took to a back-to-the-land lifestyle. Leading his own variant of that, Eden Abe wandered the deserts of California, meditated and sunbathed in the canyons. Before and after marrying Anna Jacobson, a vegetarian and reputed mystic who died 15 years later of leukemia, he camped under the first L of the Hollywood sign on a hill above LA. Before and during that period and after Anna's death, Abe wandered by foot or freight train or by hitching rides, along the way reading books on Eastern cultures and philosophies. The Nature Boy movement was not a sect, but its adherents did have role models. Abe's song Nature Boy was almost certainly a tribute to German-born Bill Pester, the so-called hermit of Palm Springs. Pester eventually had an ignominious fall from grace, imprisoned for sexual depravity.
Hello, Diz. Hello, Miles. Hello, Diz. Hello, Miles. On the shores of Monterey, it was such a groovy day, and I heard the people say, hello, Diz. Hello, Miles. I was walking by the sea, and I heard her calling me, so I turned. It was Papa, it was Papa, oh Ma, oh Ma, oh Ma, oh Ma, oh Ta, oh Ta, ah, ah, oh Ma, oh Ma, oh Ba. Was it?
When he wrote Nature Boy, Abe took it backstage at a Nat King Cole concert before Cole had ever recorded anything. Abe gave the song to a doorman and it made its way to Cole, who loved it. His manager, Mort Ruby, then had to track Abe down to a cave in Palm Springs for permission to record it. The single sold over 1 million copies thanks to Cole's magical rendition of Abe's enigmatic lyrics.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
The success was helped, of course, by the tune itself, even though Abe later had to contend with a legal claim that he'd lifted that from a popular Yiddish song of his childhood. He settled, preserving his claim that the tune had come to him on a mountaintop meander. Abe never again experienced the popular success of that song, although he did hit the top 40 with Sam Cooke's 1957 recording of his song Lonely Island. In reality, Abe's skills as a lyricist and songwriter were limited, but quite influential nevertheless, in part thanks to the curious album we're hearing today, Eden's Island.
Thank you. away down by the sea. That's where the one I love, she waits for me above.
Later released was Wild Boy, The Lost Songs of Eden Arbour, with songs he'd written before and after Nature Boy, and a cover or two of Palm Springs by the Ray Anthony Orchestra and Hey Jacques by Eartha Kitt.
Hey Jacques, have you seen Paris? I wait see Louis, tell him to come to me. I've tried, I can't forget. I love him yet. Please, Jacques, tell Louis. Have you seen Louis? He's not come to see me depuis long time maintenant. I've waited and waited in that cafe down by the river. No, Jacques, ça m'est égal. Please, Jacques, you see Louis, tell him to come to me. I've tried, I can't forget. I love him yet. Please, Jacques, tell Louis for me.
Also on Wild Boy, The Lost Songs of Eden Arbe, is The Clam Man, which Arbe recorded as an ode to a fellow bearded hermit down in Baja California. It's such an earworming tune that I'd best play you only a bit of it.
The Clam Man is a wonderful man, and he lives in San Felipe by the sea. The Clam Man is a lovable man, and he lives in San Felipe by the sea. Don't forget the clam man, don't forget the clam man, when you go to San Felipe by the sea. Don't forget the clam man, don't forget the clam man, be sure and say hello to him.
On March 4, 1995, Arbe was struck by a car in Desert Hot Springs, California, and died at the age of 86. Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, we've been listening to the music of Eden Arbe, the writer of the unforgettable Nature Boy. In particular, we've heard his 1960 album Eden's Island, as well as some of the tracks from an album of rediscoveries, Wild Boy, The Lost Songs of Eden Arbe. For the universality of Nature Boy and its sentiments, you could hardly get much further away from Californian deserts and canyons than the great urban saxophone icon, John Coltrane.
Thank you. just to love and be loved in return.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
For Art Sound Recorded Music Society, I'm Peter Monahan. The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard Saturdays at noon and repeated on Wednesdays at 4 here on Art Sound FM.